Honey, I'm home. Vacation has officially started.
We are off to SeaWorld.
Yay! All right, kids, let's get packing.
Hun, did you call Perfection Auto Works for the free summer trip inspection before we hit the highway?
Oh, honey, I forgot. I'll give them a call right now.
Hey, we're not going anywhere without Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection checking out our car.
How do you avoid jaws on your wall for auto repair? Start with Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection. Then, consider if it's time for brakes, major service, timing belt replacement, or any other scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or SUV. From an Audi to a Volvo, and all cars in between. Don't leave town without that free vacation inspection. 323-8650. Or check out our cool website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
The CSA releases a new cyber training guide, How Our Evil is Switching Up Their Ransomware Attack Strategy. How much does it cost to buy a company data on the dark web? And quantum computing, its effect on blockchain records. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson, and welcome to the show. The Computer Doctor Show is your headquarters for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 57. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday. We post all of our shows and bonus content on thecomputerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments, questions, and even complaints. We can take your calls right here on the air. Co-hosting today is Cy from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater. Hi, Cy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
We've been waiting so long for you to be on the show. ever since we had this partnership with the Unscrewed Theater. Welcome, and you're welcome back anytime. I know your Saturdays are they get kind of crazy, but we appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
We have a great show for you today, starting with a question from last week's show, and this is another you can win something if you can answer this question from last week's show. What was the fake gizmo, that we spoke of last week? Pretty easy. If you were listening last week, you will know what the fake gizmo was that we spoke of last week. If you answer the question, if you know the answer to the question, give us a call during the commercial break. And if you get the correct answer, you will win a certificate for a virtual roof evaluation or second opinion on a roof estimate, courtesy of our friends at Roofs Are Hot. Make sure that you do that. Now, by the way, this can be very valuable because we've had all these storms lately, you know, and if you started noticing a little bit of a leaky something on your roof, this would be an excellent package, and it's transferable. So if you know of anybody, you could always give it to them. It's a $100 value from Roofs Are Hot, our friends over there. Let's get into our tech news this week. The CISA releases a new cyber training guide. So, Cy, we were talking about this before the show. So a lot of people don't know what the CISA is, first of all. So the CISA stands for the Cyber Infrastructure Security Administration. It's a federal agency that tracks and provides cybersecurity resources for the United States. And with all these recent threats of ransomware and other cybersecurity threats, many businesses and agencies are looking for reliable resources of security. Okay? So some people will say, okay, well, you should do this and you shouldn't do that, or you should get this program and not that program. And you're an IT professional as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always this, thing of, okay, this person is saying I should get it, and this other person says I shouldn't. Like, who's correct? Like, what's your take on that?
Well, where I do my IT work is at the university, at the University of Arizona, and we're lucky there because we have an entire office dedicated to information security. And so we have a group who gives us that guidance, and ultimately we have a group of professionals who are paid to read that report and determine some best practices.
Oh,
and
those dozen
all
pages.
Of those yeah, everything that the CISA puts out, someone else gets paid to read who is not me, and that's wonderful for me. And so we take our guidance from them, and they do a great job of communication across the university and so on. And it's the biggest thing we tend to have to worry about there are ransomware has become a big issue there, but we also, you know, spear phishing is one of the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
All the social engineering thing that comes with it, and that tends to lead to ransomware. And so it's been a big issue in keeping the university safe as well, but we're lucky we have the guidance of our information security office to help.
Right. So anyone out there that's concerned about their own security, IT professionals have a concern about IT security, not just for themselves, but also for the customers that they
mm-hmm.
serve.
Exactly.
Because if something goes down, the first people that they look to says, hey, why wasn't this done? How did this happen?
Right.
You know, and
what's your plan to get it back up and
what's
running?
What's your plan to get it back up and running?
Absolutely.
So this new cyber training guide is a 216-page PDF. It was released just last week, a couple days ago. And it's designed, like we said, for IT professionals to advance their knowledge of cybersecurity. It contains over 100 training resources and certification prep courses. The guide has certifications, training courses, exercise for IT professionals, and lots of technical jargon. I was able to thumb through it just a little bit, and I must say, it is cutting edge, and it is very, very up to date. So hats off to the CISA for doing that. If you're interested in taking a look at this paper of this training guide, you can find, we put a link on it on the computerdoctorshow.com website, and just search for the CISA training guide. So you can take a look at that. It's a free download, and it's one of those interactive ones. Yeah. Although it's a PDF, it's designed to be self-contained. In other words, it doesn't need any outside programs to run, but there are links that are internal within it. So if you don't lose anything in your entire repertoire of data in your systems, at least download these self-containing PDFs where all the information is. So you can be protected.
I love a good a well done PDF that has the links that work. That's one of the best when you got a 216 page PDF and a proper table of contents.
It's a ton of work. If anybody out there has ever tried to do one, oh my goodness, it's an amazing amount of work. We have to keep up with our evil people. You know you have to The enemy that you know is better than the enemy that you don't know. So we got to keep an eye on what some of these cyber attackers are doing. They even have names. So there's the dark side gang, and then there's another gang called the R-Evil. R-Evil seemed to have taken a hit after the big takedown of mid-June. Actually, on June 12th of this year, on episode 48 of the Computer Doctor Show, we reported on a huge takedown of cyber criminals, which included an instance of the FBI finding the wallet of the Colonial Pipeline when that ransom payment was made. So after that big takedown in June, ransomware gangs and organized crime started scrambling to find another attack strategy. They realized, okay, we did that. It got all this mass media attention. We got famous. But that comes with a counteract, because now that so many people know about us, now we're like the reverse target.
Yeah.
So they were able to find a way to shut them down, but now they're scrambling to find another way. And so many of the tools that were used just a few months ago have been exposed by cyber protection agencies, including the CISA, so hats off again to them. So their new tool of choice apparently is Lockbit. Lockbit is a software company that started back in September of 2019, and they also provide this what's called a ransomware as a service. And the ransomware as a service is exactly what it is. There are people like you and me, or people dumber than you and me, okay, they can actually purchase a ransomware package, okay, and pay for it monthly, okay, as a service, okay, and, you know, it probably comes with instructions of how to hack people and how to do this and how to use their software and things like that. And it's kind of weird to know that it's just for sale.
Right.
and it's part of like an investment. So someone could theoretically go out there and say, okay, we pay X amount of dollars for this ransomware, okay, but we can get back this much if we are able to successfully ransomware these companies on this list. So it's a business, if you want to think of it that way. So anyway, the method of payment and the ransomware, I'm also going to use a word that has not been used in media yet. I'm going to say the word blackware. Blackware, what do you think I mean by when I say blackware? Because it's blackmailing.
Right, right.
Because it's because when your information gets hijacked and locked, they now can do two things with it. They can unlock it back for you, or if you don't pay, they can turn around and sell that data on the dark web.
Yeah.
And you may think to yourself, oh, okay, well, even if I do get, you know, ransomware, I can still just go back to my backup. Yes, you can, but right? You also want to stop the data from getting out to the public. So
yeah.
if you're in a business where your systems have very, very critical data that cannot be shared with anybody else, you might want to consider ways that you can stop it in the first place. So blackware is where they threaten to release company files to the public if payment is not made. So definitely want to avoid that. One other interesting statistic, I'm just going to read through this real quick before our commercial break. How much does it cost to buy a company data on the dark web? So if somebody does blackware you, okay, how much can you buy all the private data of a company? It's staggering statistics. According to Atlas VPN, 45% of the time it costs less than $1,000.
Wow.
Now, although plenty of sales still break at the $1,000 mark, 22% are priced between $1,000 and $2,500, 17% from $2,500 to $5,000, 9% $5,000 to $10,000, and the remaining 7% was over $10,000. So somewhere between less than $1,000 and $10,000, you can actually buy all the data from a company on the dark web. So we got to be careful out there. Make sure you're finding a way of protecting your information. Mm-hmm. We're going to take our commercial break. Up next, a blockchain discussion. Can quantum computing affect blockchain records? And we can take some of your calls. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show. Don't go away.
Pesky Auto Repair. I hear these guys are good fellas.
Why are you here? What are you doing here?
Hey, my car's making a funny noise, and,
what do you mean, funny? I don't understand funny. What, like, I amuse you? Like, this is a funny place? Funny like a clown? What do you mean, funny? What?
What are you doing?
Tell me.
How much is this going to cost me?
What do you mean, how much is it going to cost you? What do you mean? What are you doing? Embarrass me in front of my mechanics? What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Leave the keys and get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my shop right now. Get out of here. I'll get back with you.
When it comes to auto and truck repair, not everyone you deal with is a good fella. At Perfection Auto Works, we take car repair very seriously. From your brakes, belts, and hoses to funny noises under the hood. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Cy, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we are back open for public audience to come into the theater, which has been great. This weekend is our second weekend back open. We're keeping it really safe. We are requiring masks for everyone to come in. All of the players and volunteers are fully vaccinated, so we're doing everything as keeping everybody as safe as we possibly can. And for anybody who doesn't want to come into the theater, we're live streaming all of our shows, so you can buy tickets to watch from home if you don't feel like coming out into the world yet. And so we're tonight we have two shows with our short form team, Not Burnt Out, Just Unscrewed, a family friendly show at 7:30, and a 9 o'clock show with them and two other teams, Big Daddies and a group called Triple Indemnity. So it's a two show night, and it should be a lot of fun. We even have a laughing pass if you want to see both shows for $10.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for that information and for being here. Here are some tech anniversaries that happened this week. The first communication satellite launched Echo 1 back in 1960. That was August 12, 1960. So that was 61 years ago, but it was launched this week 61 years ago. Unfortunately, it is no longer in operation. You know why? Because in 1969, it went off orbit and burnt in the atmosphere. See, those are one of those things that you have to plan for whenever you're in the satellite type of arrangement. Also, IBM releases the first PC model, 5150. It was called the Real PC back then. It was on August 12th, 1981, 40 years ago. This had the floppy disk, right? It had the black and white monochrome screen. I've actually seen one of these. I've actually seen one of these in real life, but it was too far beyond my pay grade to do anything with it. We have our friend Charles Heller on line one. Charles.
Yes, I'd like to know. All of the wonderful people you have on from the Unscrewed Theater seem to be security professionals. My question is it security professionals that fall into comedy, or is it comedians who fall into security or computer security work?
Excellent point, Charles. I did notice that because, Rob and,
David.
David. Mm-hmm. You.
Yep.
Okay. All in the IT space.
In the IT space. We're not all necessarily specifically security professionals, but of course, if you work in IT, you have some element of security that you work with, in some point or another. But I think improv attracts nerds is what it boils down to.
Oh.
And because IT spaces attract nerds, those two circles overlap.
I'm thinking about a third business. Maybe I should just get into this comedy stuff.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, I already was. There's already a video circling of me doing improv comedy last week at
That's right. Aaron was on stage with us.
I was on stage. I was making people laugh.
Yes, he was.
So this is just an example of intersectionality, then.
That's correct.
It can be.
You've answered my question. Thank you.
Yes, okay. We also have social workers, and we have blackjack dealers at Unscrewed Theater. We have all kinds of different careers.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But the social workers fall farther into the category of the disabled than the comedic.
I suppose that may be true. They certainly have a different kind of humanity to tap into.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thanks, Charles,
for calling in.
Our next part here is we're going to talk a little bit about blockchain and quantum supercomputers. So if you're a fan of the show and you go to computerdoctorshow.com, you should be able to find the links to some of our archived shows also on the 1030 The Voice website. And if you go back to March 13th of this year, episode 35, we reported on the fastest computer in the world being booted for the first time. And it was the Fugaku quantum supercomputer that was deployed. It's housed in a building, and it sits on 432 racks. It's in a data center in Japan. And its main purpose, it was actually built for a purpose, and that purpose is to have ongoing computing projects aiming at accelerating research to combat human threats. Some of these were COVID-19, Delta variant. So if you were to go on, if you just watch your news and they come up with all these statistics, you know, of how many people have died and where they were and what percentage, you know, of people around the world are vaccinated. Also weather patterns. They were able to predict certain areas of future threats based on airline patterns and how often people travel to certain countries. And they are actually able to do, this is a huge computing undertaking. And so they need these supercomputers to actually do that. And that was one of the purposes of this, Fugaku. I'm going to spell that F-U-G-A-K-U. Fugaku. So that was the main purpose. And so, we're going to, make sure that we see that. We actually do have a call that had a question. I'm not sure. She actually has a question for Sai on, Lisa on line one.
Hi, Sai. I'm interested, in watching the improv show, streaming online. Can you tell me where I can find that and where I can buy a ticket for that?
Absolutely. I should have mentioned that before. And thank you, Lisa. It's unscrewedtheater.org/events. EVENTS is our events calendar, and you can find each of our shows there and buy tickets from their pages.
Unscrewedtheater.org/events.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Well, thank you very much.
Lisa, if you stay on the line, I'll have Tom get your information. I'll send you the video of me on the show.
There you go. Absolutely.
Great. How's that? Okay.
Great. I look forward to seeing it.
All right. Thank you for calling. So this quantum computer, why we're bringing it up today is because some people believe that these quantum computers, that they are so powerful that they can actually delete blockchain records.
And that's not supposed to happen.
So for some of those that are listening, if you're not familiar with what blockchain is, with the amount of time that we have left, blockchain is a system of a large network of computers that share information. Okay, so if I pull out a dollar and I give it to you, Sai, right now, and that transaction is registered in the blockchain. This is kind of how cryptocurrency works. Okay. That transaction will now go out to all of these tens of thousands of computers that are running blockchain calculations. Okay. And they're solving these problems all around the world. In order to delete that transaction after it has already propagated to all of these machines, how do you get it out? Okay. There are computers, supposedly, similar to the Fugaku computer, that are so powerful that they could possibly go back and actually delete records. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. The records need to be deleted in the same fashion on all the computers, and they need to solve all of the encryptions all at once.
Right.
Okay, because every transaction is encrypted. And in order for that to happen, okay, a massive amount of computing is going to happen to have, it's going to have to happen, instantaneously.
Yeah.
Thousands of
across
times over.
Thousands of, yeah.
Okay. So, my vote is for, I don't think it can be done just yet. Maybe in the next couple of years. But you see, as it's a cat and mouse game. As one advances, the other advances.
Right.
But, and the idea is that they advance at the same rate that they can never go back and out.
Catch
up to the other one.
Yeah.
Blockchain is a fascinating subject, and I hope that most people start to look more into it, because it has many, many applications. Many times when we hear the word blockchain, we always think of cryptocurrency. But cryptocurrency is only one of the many, many applications that blockchain can have. And hopefully on the show we're going to be talking about some of these other applications. Some of the other applications include domain registration. I heard about a domain registrar that actually will register a domain in blockchain for you so that it can never be taken away.
Yeah,
wow. It can never be taken away.
Cyber squatting has a whole new enemy.
Before we do wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works. They've been sponsoring this show for a little while now. We want to thank them. Take your car over there for their 26-point inspection. At no charge over there. And if you turn into next week's show as we discuss some of the back to basics about Wi-Fi extensions and how you can extend your Wi-Fi in your house. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Cy is co-hosting today. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every week with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at ComputerDoctorShow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@ComputerDoctorShow.com.